Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
Today is
November
November 20th, 2013.
Not quite. And you're listening to...
Yeah, 20th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're listening to episode 522.
Wow.
Ooh, how are you doing?
So that was a nice intro.
Wow, yeah. It's a little feedback. You sound like you're losing your voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You sound a little strained there at the beginning.
Well, it's because my overtime duties have been different at work than they normally are.
Jimmy Barrett goes, hump day, because it's Wednesday.
I hate that commercial. Yes,
no, it's my favorite.
Oh, I can't take it. I've only seen it once, and I'm like done with that.
We always watch it every Wednesday.
For real.
Well, welcome to our live show.
Yes, welcome to our live show.
We have some people listening live and participating in the chat room today.
Woo, all two people.
We have It's All About Dan, Jimmy Bear, the
Mad
Ratchet.
That ain't that the truth.
I wonder who
Mad
that is.
Ratchet, Wisconsin.
Ain't that the truth.
Yay in Denver. And it says Adam Burns, but I don't know if that's a bot or if that's just him.
He is always in the room, I think, because I don't know. Because
he's always online.
He's the tech god of pride48.com.
I wouldn't go that far.
Please. You've called him when you needed help before, usually with the live stream. I'm pretty sure you
Daniel's the sound Nazi.
Sound Nazi, but he's the stream Nazi, right?
I guess maybe he
could be.
So how have you guys been?
Good.
Well,
it's actually been a week since we recorded, right? We actually did not skip a week.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
This has been the longest ass week ever then.
Seriously.
No, for real. Because it feels like it's been forever, but it really hasn't.
Well, it's also, I mean, my show was a big hoop-de-da because it was the best of for 2013 last Saturday. So, like, we were preparing for everything for that, too.
It was a long weekend.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was
I
good.
I didn't make it because
obviously,
was tired.
Miss Fousey was there.
I know. I saw it on the Facebook page that she was going to be there.
Yeah, she actually came. She stayed after the show, too. She didn't like come and go. She actually stayed for a while.
For all of you who are you listeners who don't know who Miss Fousey is, she's a very well-to-do and well-known. Well, I don't know about well-to-do, but well-known.
She's one
drag
of the
queens in
top
Boys 20, Town.
Top 20 most popular people in Chicago.
Yeah.
She has like pineapple hair.
Yeah, it's like white. Pineapple type hair.
And she's like a big girl.
And she always has, she takes pictures with her mouth open like she's gone, ah!
She looks like a woohoo girl.
Kind of.
Is she a woohoo girl? I've never seen her like going crazy in person.
Woohoo girl. Well, she didn't woohoo close enough to the stage for me to see. However, she did kind of make it rain for Ashley.
$3.
Yeah. They were three very dramatic dollars. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I did, for those of you in the chat room, I did put a picture of Miss Fousey in there.
Oh, is that what you did?
She looks like she could be a big partier.
Mm-hmm.
Like crazy.
Yeah, she crazy. And it's MissFouzie.
Oh, I've never ever seen her.
That's a good picture.
Like, in person.
Saw that, Dan.
But people are like, oh, I saw Miss Fousey.
Well, yeah, I think it's probably because we really don't go to Boys Town.
This has to be.
That is true.
This has to be Dan. Pew! Because he's whipping out the picture so quickly.
Oh, hey, Dan Pew. Wait, does he have a hyphenated name?
Yeah, I always like to call him Dan
Wyatt and the rest of it. Where's... Oh, well, he didn't put his last name on the name, so I guess it's okay.
It's all good.
What are you up to? What have you been up to besides overtime?
A lot of overtime at work. Working 7:30 to 6 at night, 5 days a week. I would probably even work more if I could.
Money, 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 money.
Oh my God. When I woke up last Friday and I saw my bank account, I thought I had won the lottery.
Now, why can't you work more? Would they not allow it? Do they put a cap? Or would you go crazy?
No, they're so stupid. They don't allow anyone to start working before 7:30 because I guess they don't trust them that they're going to work, which is stupid because the computers can see. So they can tell.
So does that also mean then you have to stop working when there's no one there?
Right. When there's no supervisor or TL or whatever, they make everyone leave.
My old employees in Ireland used to have similar. We were able to finally work it around, telling them, no, this is how we do it with the rest of our U.S. employees.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically would have to pass a message through their like executive branch to tell the security guards that it was okay for these people to be in the building working without supervision.
Maybe it's like against the country's law or something.
No, they also have basically a company policy on that side of the pond that they work half days on every Friday. They work they basically work an extra hour or so each day to have a half day.
That's wonderful.
Ricky, Miss Ratchet in the room said, damn, that's a lot of dicks.
That is. Too bad.
That you have to work for.
Too bad there's not enough dicks in that building to go around.
And Jimmy Bear, Miss Ridgefield 1984 is a different kind of personality than Miss Fousey.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of living in Minneapolis and experiencing Miss Ridgefield on numerous occasions. Her shows are fantastic.
Miss Fousey's like a partier. Like, she doesn't... Does she do shows?
No, I think she just shows up at bars.
Yeah, she's kind of like a...
Does, I think, bingo. I don't know. I really don't know much about Miss Fousey. And yeah, Jimmy Bear, you're correct. Miss Ridgefield is absolutely amazing. Amazing.
I've never seen her before until that picture.
Yeah, you can buy calendars. See, she's Miss Ridgefield. I'm sorry, Miss Ridgefield 1984 is what I meant, who is amazing. Ridgefield.
Right, I've never seen her
she's
before.
She's a suburb. Ridgefield is a suburb of Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. And by suburb, do you mean like 2.5 hours away from the city or like an actual suburb that's like 40 minutes from the city?
An actual suburb that is probably with traffic a half hour from downtown, but it's basically where everyone still considers it Minneapolis.
Okay.
It's almost like, I guess, Evanston.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Because
Evanston's part of the city.
Right, but it's a suburb. So
right.
Ridgefield's the same way. Ridgefield is where you have like the Best Buy headquarters, the airport, the Mall of America, IKEA.
Oh, okay. I think if public transportation goes to your city or your part of in your suburb, then you're an actual suburb. But if it stops, sorry, you're not a suburb anymore.
Oh, you mean in general? Yeah, yeah.
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 That's why it should be. But then you have people say, oh, I live in Chicago. And then I'm like, you live 2.5 hours away.
It's like, do you ride the CTA or the PACE?
Right. Do you take the Metro train in? Because that's still not Chicago. Although I can take the PACE bus to where I work. So, but PACE is for suburbs only. So it's
yeah,
a real suburb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? Well, exciting times talking about the...
Well, this Saturday is finally elegant
it's
fur
here
my bearded drag show
it's furry
I'm still a little
Shayna's gonna come we're gonna bring her
okay she's here already
mm-hmm.
I'm a little nervous I'm not,
why are you nervous
oh well one I've never actually performed in drag before especially live singing and whatnot
wait before you go further your pictures with the hat on like the trucker hat
yes
amazing
was so scary but so interesting all at the same time.
You should have seen the people. Well, no, people really couldn't see it as much.
So confused.
It was so damn windy and rainy when we left to go to the bar.
Oh, sorry, Lala.
Yeah, for real.
That was on you.
That's all you.
I always say her name. Sorry.
I guess you can bleep it out and post for the recorded show.
Well, there's like a lot of people named that name, so she's okay. It's not like she's getting the last name.
And then we brought the attention to her now.
Well, okay. So anyway, it was raining hardcore on our way. And we're all like...
And fucking windy as shit.
Maybe we should wear boy clothes over and then throw on the dresses and the wig and stuff. And I'm like, great, yeah. Then I'm like, wait just a second. I have the best outfit. That was purchased for your very first fall in Chicago when we went to that 80s party.
Uh-huh.
Up at the at one of the apartments that are Chris's apartment that was facing the lake.
Right.
Remember that?
I didn't wear that.
No,
I wore it.
Wore that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you had the overalls with the one one down, one up.
I had the overalls and the tie-dye shirt.
Yeah.
Right. So I was like, oh my God, that is the perfect windbreaker to break the wind and the rain.
Thank you, Jimmy Bear.
And then I'm like, but what am I going to wear for a hat? Oh shit, I've got this trucker Sean Saves the World hat that I won at the bar. We'll wear that. And then when I put it on, I was like, I'm in love with myself. It was so hilariously awful. But like, I kind of want to wear this just as my walk around at the bar. So after the show, that's what I did put on and then harass people.
You really need to go downtown and walk around downtown like that. Please.
Oh, please. Jimmy Bear just posted
two pictures.
Pictures in the yeah.
Oh my God, it's so weird. I can't look at it.
why does it gross so you out?
It's just, it's not gross. It's just like, well, I just don't know how to, like, ooh, it's so weird. I don't know. I just can't. What are you?
Is it because the hat makes it a little too close to boy versus when the wig's on, don't mind it as much?
Yeah, because the wig with the beard, okay. But, and it's like your lips are weird. I don't know. It's like you don't have real lips or something, and...
I don't have real lips.
Oh, no, like with the lipstick real. On, it oh, just okay. looks weird. I cannot.
Episode name. What are you?
So I'm glad to hear
but that. But you're prettier than some of the other ones, I have to say, well, even dressed like that.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that you're. Oh, I actually did my own makeup by myself completely.
Wow.
For the first time. Bradley was actually.
I had rehearsal.
Brad and Vivian were actually at rehearsal at the bar, and I was left here by myself, and I was really nervous.
It was funny. Before we left, because we had to come back home, get ready, and then go back over, both Vivian and I had to cover. We basically blocked out our eyebrows, and so what we did is we glued them down, and we put our foundation on over them, so that way it looked like we had no eyebrows. But then I was like, you know what? To save myself more time, I'm going to draw my drag eyebrows in. So I had, like, no natural eyebrows, and then I had this big, huge eyebrow in comparison to my face. Oh, that's a nice picture. Thank you.
Oh, not for sure if I want to look at it.
Thanks, Dan. Oh, no, it's a good picture. It's
not, that is, are you, what are you trying to say there? What are you trying to say, Dan?
Oh, like what?
But it is funny.
He looks very sassy.
Yeah.
But you have the same earrings on, except for his are silver and yours are gold.
Nice. I think every drag queen in Chicago has a pair of these.
Yeah.
Because they're like the first earrings that Bradley ever bought.
Are they clip-on?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I guess
yes.
Your guys' ears aren't pierced. Mine are, but.
Oh, shit, girl.
That is a picture of Coco.
No, it is not.
It looks like crazy.
Oh, not Coco. No, Coco has less throat going on.
Is that Romo?
He actually looks really interesting in drag.
He's better than that.
Wait, I've never seen him in drag.
Yeah,
He did his last Throwback Thursday picture was in drag.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, are these pictures of him? Were people posting it?
Oh my God, I love this.
You look like a busy lesbian secretary.
What the fuck are you doing there, Luke?
Luke does look kind of like a busy lesbian secretary.
You know who he reminds me of?
Or she's gonna say, "Shh, you're in the library."
Who is the one that did the receptionist in oh my God, it's on Netflix now, and it was this big Arrested Development.
Oh, she was the gym teacher in the new Carrie?
Yes. Some reason, that's who I'm thinking of. Yeah, I'm consummate busy lesbian secretary. I love it.
I have a drag picture. I have a drag picture of Romo and drag. Okay, Dan, send it. I want to see.
So we have that Saturday. It's really...
Judy Greer, thank you.
Really nerve-wracking. But it should be fun. We have, so I'm live singing. I'm doing doing opening number, two numbers, and then our closing number.
Are you in heels?
I am in heels.
Are you dancing?
No, I'm swaying back and forth and lightly step touching.
Smart.
But my main song is a stand and sing dramatic power ballad. And then.
And what's it called?
I Who Am Nothing.
Never heard it.
That's because you're not gay enough.
Oh.
And then, oh, there's me from one of the first nights I went out. That
I love that girl's tits.
Oh, Shamika.
Yeah. Oh my God. She has like the best tits ever.
What's your second number?
My second number is called Lime Jello Lime Jello Marshmallow Cottage Cheese Surprise.
That's disgusting.
With slices of pimentos, you won't believe your eyes. All topped with a pineapple ring and a dash of mayonnaise. My vanilla wafers round the edge will win your highest praise.
It's the fucking disgusting shit.
That's how they make that in Minnesota, right?
Well, actually, every Lutheran church basement shindig has Jell-O mold.
Mayonnaise in it?
Luke. Oh, my God.
They put mayonnaise in it?
Oh, Roma looks fierce.
Oh.
Yeah. You know who he looks like? what's her name? Ashy Knees.
Who? Ashy Knees.
Dieter Ritz.
Hmm. Why do you call her Ashy Knees?
Because they made fun of her. They made fun of her on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Not lotioning her legs up.
Oh.
Yeah. So that, and then we have two people that are lip singing, all their numbers, one of which is a more dancey club type of a bearded drag queen.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is more of a comedy. She's doing like some comedy type stuff, but bearded drag lip singing. Then we have Ben Walter, the singer-songwriter, which we have done some of his stuff on the show before. He's going to be in drag.
I wonder if he'll sign my CD.
He will. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, totally will.
I don't have one. I did it digitally.
Oh. So well, I can tell
him. Let him sign your boobs.
But
sign my tits.
He'll be there with his piano, and he'll be doing.
He's bringing his piano.
Yeah, he's live singing in drag on his piano. So he's doing one of his original and two covers.
I can't wait.
And then we have a special guest all the way up from Indianapolis. We have America's first Amish drag queen, Rachel Yoder. She will be in the show as well.
You've talked about her before.
I have.
Did you contact her to come up, or did she hear about it?
We're Facebook friends because we're friends in real life, and she offered herself.
Oh, are you?
Rude.
She offered herself up to us. If she was going to come see the show.
I'm an offering for the bearded drag show.
She was coming to see the show anyway, and then said,
"I'm interested." Oh,
Jesus,
my hat.
I'm interested to see her do bearded Rachel Yoder.
Oh, because he is doing Movember.
Yeah.
That's the one annoying thing is that when you go to the bar in bearded drag in November.
Yay. Thank you, Dan.
Everyone is like, is this for Movember? Is this for Movember? No.
Isn't that just the mustache, though?
It is.
It's not like the whole beard thing, right?
No, it's supposed to be just a mustache if you're doing the actual real rules and taking money.
And is it for prostate cancer?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's for prostate cancer. It is for getting tested. It's to bring attention to people to go get tested
for prostates.
Just general genital health.
Oh.
Well, okay. but for prostate, really. I mean, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Testicular prostate.
It's fun testing for testicular cancer when you do it yourself.
Edward and drag Luke.
Oh,
that's really fucking funny.
Oh, how cute!
I heard their claws can be, they can scratch the same. Both verbally and physically.
Really? Is there a story?
One that I'm not telling on here.
Oh, I can't wait until
you know the stories. Awkward silence.
Cricket.
Anyway. So what else is going on? Oh, and then Sunday. Oh, so of course, my show just happens to be on the same day as the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who. So we're not getting to go see it with our friends at the theater, but instead we're going to go to some people's houses. Well, Mark, listener first, friend second. We are going to his house to.
So jealous of him.
Why are you jealous of him?
Oh, I did not just say that. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's take that out. But I am kind of because he has a PS4.
Oh, well, he plays a whole hell of a lot of video games. So
I'm pissed. But well, before you go ahead.
He's having a Doctor Who party. And so we're making Doctor Who themed food and
wasn't invited.
That's because you.
Although Lala would have loved to have been there.
That's true. Well,
I could just have her walk over.
You'll have to.
You're going to go to this guy's house and have fun with Doctor Who.
At least she'll know as much as they do, so they won't have to explain to you everything that you see
She's already naming everything. Fish sticks and custard.
Yeah, fish sticks and custard will be there. Lots of bow ties.
He's making cookies that are like that.
Well, I'm making also the bacon bow tie. Cookies. Appetizer.
Fish, like, they're going to be
fish. Sticks, cookies in the shape of fish sticks and like a pudding.
Oh, okay. I don't get it.
You don't need to. Don't worry.
Dan,
I love you.
Let's not be an asshole, shall we?
I like your little doll that's behind you.
That is really creepy.
Is it a doll?
I don't know.
What is that?
Is it like a doll air freshener?
Maybe.
What is that called? The ball cock doll?
In that's the toilet weird.
Tank? Who the hell?
I love that you're caressing the toilet paper like you're about to eat like the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. I want to know, who is the idler named your hot ex-boyfriend?
Idler. Whose ex-boyfriend would that be?
Not mine.
I don't know. You're the only one that has unless it's probably someone for the IG team, because you know. Except that we got a half hour.
There's actually an hour
before their show.
We actually have a phone call, but before we get to a phone call, we're actually gonna save the phone call to the last about the last 15 or 20 minutes.
What do you have there?
We were featured on a comedy podcast called Whiskey and Cigarettes. So basically it's these two guys that they listen to shows, and then they have a famous like comedian come on. They listen to shows and their subjects and their topics, and then they ask the comedian the question. So like questions from what the people are talking about. So, for instance, like, what is your the people are talking about their favorite colors, and they'll say, what is your favorite color? Something simple like that. So, this is what was played.
Burbank and then Burbank.
You too. This next podcast is called the Foul Monkeys Podcast by Ricky Whalen and James Leroy.
Leroy. I like the name James Leroy.
The tag teaming teabagging trio of Ricky Whalen and James Leroy talking about whatever crosses their minds.
That sounds like a great thing that like Jim Ross, the wrestling announcer, would yell out.
Oh, good God Almighty! It's the tag team teabagging trio. Yeah. Good God Almighty! As God is my witness, he has broken that man's mouth in half with his scrotum.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure all these guys sound gay to me, or little effeminate,
judgmental.
How dare you?
I thought they were like Drive Time Radio guys.
You ever seen a straight guy picking up chicks with this voice?
I have.
Oh, weird.
I have. They do the fake gay.
Yeah, Tosh gets tons of pussy.
Right?
He doesn't have a lisp.
Yeah, he does all but that.
Everything sans lisp.
I see that in Hollywood all the time. And guys just do it because, you know, they want to see boobs. Oh, my God, your boobs are so great. Can I see them? And, like, yeah, it's...
See other guys doing it.
Yeah. But I've never done it.
Let's roll this one, right?
Yeah, cutting cords.
Them. Kroger is not any better than Jewel.
No, I would prefer Kroger over than what it's going to be, which is Food for Less. That's what it's going to be.
Oh, because isn't that just like another Aldi's type of thing?
No, Food for Less is kind of like, it's just another...
It brings the bad people into your area. What's that? That's why what? There's only on
whoa,
the
whoa,
south
whoa,
side.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Is that because it's Rude. The poor people, or are you saying black people?
Both.
Jesus Christ, Ricky.
Racist? It's not racist. It brings the riffraff in.
You just said it brings the bad people in.
Why are they all on the south side? Food for Less. There's none up here.
So then why are all the black people on the south side?
Well, they're not. They're on the west side, too. And the north side. They're everywhere.
It brings in the bad people.
Which I'm happy
But
for
who
them.
Are the bad people? I don't get what the bad people. Is it
like,
because,
you know, like...
Is it because
I don't know how to describe it?
Is it because
like the people that make you not want to go into the store? Have you been to the Walmart?
Black people.
First of all, no. Because I wouldn't.
You know
to
why?
Walmart,
because you'll
Chicago.
Be fucking killed. And they have 7 security officers at the front door.
I am appalled, though, that you say the bad people, and I think you're just talking about poor people.
I'm talking about poor people that are fucking mean and will kill you.
I just realized I will totally listen to three gay guys talk about anything.
Yeah.
That was pretty entertaining.
That was awesome.
So my question is it okay to be racist if you're gay? No, I'm kidding. My actual question.
My first answer would be, yeah.
They earned it.
They earned it.
So what store would move in next to you where you'd be like, I gotta fucking move. I can't move next to this fucking place.
Okay, that's about it. They go into their stores or whatever. But
I do find it humorous that of all things to choose to listen to, they chose the episode where Ricky shows
his true
colors.
That is not true.
His true sheets.
And if you hear before the show, you hear them talking about like he's a comedian and he was doing a set and he said kind of like a racist joke and this guy came to like beat the shit out of him with like a pool stick.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were talking about all different kinds of things. So I think their whole thing was like, I don't know, it's a little weird. But I'm not a racist.
No. Anyway, that's like crazy. It does crack me up that
I just play one on the radio.
I think it was funny. I do think it's funny that it's, you know, I would listen to three gay guys talk about anything.
That was humorous. Which is funny.
What is it with these straight comedian podcasts that keep finding our podcast to rate on their shows and they seem to like it?
Because, I don't know. You know, they have to Google search and get, you know, informed about periods and everything, and then they find us.
That is, I do wonder though, if they would have listened to one episode, I think before or after that,
poop.
We talk about nothing but poop.
But poop.
Actually, we tried to stay away from it, and then we did. And
Baron Frosty was here.
40 minutes of the show, we talked about poop.
Yeah. Oh, good times.
Oh.
Good times.
Speaking of gay stuff.
Before we, your hot ex-boyfriend, you're a guest, you're a new listener, right? Do I know who you are?
I know he told you hi, Ricky. You said hi back. I don't know. I don't think he's going to tell you, since he decided to introduce himself as I'm a guest.
Well, I guess not. Maybe.
But speaking of,
I need to know.
Speaking of latent homosexual tendencies, today is the day that the governor officially signed marriage legal between same-sex couples in Illinois.
Super excited.
Boo.
I was like, what? Like, wow. Thanks, Ricky.
That took you a while.
Hope you enjoy it. Your divorce.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so anyway.
So what I think
that
is
was
funny.
Exciting.
What I think is. Thank you, Dan, for my segue, number 16. What I think is funny is that we passed it in the House and the Senate before Hawaii did.
It was not signed.
That's what my thing is. It was not signed.
Unfortunately, you don't know.
After.
Oh.
That sucks.
How did you. Excuse me. Your hot ex boyfriend. Can you tell us how you found out about us?
I like the unfortunately part. I'm hoping that their words are chosen purposefully because that's more entertaining. Mm-hmm. So while you're waiting for that.
Go ahead.
No, I just think it's funny that like we were technically like we had because Governor Pat Quinn was all like before the Senate or before the House was like, yes, let's do this. You know, like signed it out into law. He was like, oh, no, I'm going to fucking sign this. But then, you know, obviously it's a historical moment, so they had to set things up,
they did at the UIC forum.
They did, and I'm glad I got the fuck out of there because that place was going to be fucking crazy.
They did it here in the city?
They did it.
Oh, yeah, they like shipped Abraham Lincoln's desk here or something.
They did it on his, at his school, at the IUC forum, which is like a thing there.
Yeah. The one that's on the corner of like Roosevelt and Halsted.
Also, south. And also so on
a numbered street chat. So
on a
good.
Serious note, though, with still about latent homosexual tendencies, is today is also Trans Remembrance Day.
So is this the first time we've celebrated it?
No, it's just the official national Trans Awareness Remembrance Day to remember all of those trans family members and whatnot that have passed due to...
Oh, like the ones that die?
Mm-hmm. But then it's also to bring awareness that have died, suicide, been killed because of all of that kind of stuff. So it's a heavy gay day here in the Illinois.
Your hot ex-boyfriend said I was looking for gay podcasts and I came on you guys. That's
and then Dan said, pun intended.
She said, yes.
Well, Ricky, I hear Ricky likes.
This is a little validation for me, actually.
Kind of.
A new person.
Are you? Oh,
now.
Just, never mind.
But where is he going? Where did he come upon you?
How long have you been?
Where would you want him? Are you a pearl necklace? Are you like, let's snowball let's
get the
it?
Facial.
You know are what? You, I'm a kind of sit, like, I'm laying on my back.
Okay.
I'm laying on my back and he's like at my knees and then he's like beating off and then it's just like all over me, all over the headboard. Crazy.
Like a sprinkler?
Yeah. Just
you want like
ridiculous.
A tidal wave of one or do you want it to be like the sprinkler?
Oh,
like
just. Oh, yeah. Just like everywhere.
Wow.
But don't get it on my sheets.
But I have to admit though, that kind doesn't burn your eyes and it's easier to clean off your face.
You are
because
correct.
It's. Thinner because it's sprayed so much.
If it's really thick and it gets on your contacts, it sucks.
Fuck you, Dan. You do know I'm a lace girl.
That is awkward. Lick you clean afterwards. Oh. This person's getting a little too dirty.
Oh my god.
Too dirty.
Direct message me.
No.
Direct message me.
I say too dirty.
Speaking of too dirty, did you see the picture?
Oh no, let's see it.
Where will you be?
When diarrhea hits.
No, I think that one should I think cleaning up your own mess is not a bad thing. Or that's why my best friend used to always carry wet wipes with him in his car because he always said, well, you always need to clean the plate before you eat.
After it gets to a certain temperature, I'm like, no, I'm done. Well, if it's not like body temperature, I'm not going there. Like if they're, you know, if it's congeals, I'm like, no, I'm done.
Well, I'd have to admit, yeah, during the actual act, it's whatever. But I it kind of grosses me out for some reason to think about like that. I'm just going to go, hey, Brad, is it okay if I give you a tongue bath to clean the rest of this off? Like that just seems, you might find it hot, but it just.
In the moment, but like right after. Okay, did anybody else get the I just got this right as we were talking, the whole Dante thing. Dante, did someone say party? Dante drops his pants and he pulls out the Jello layered shots. Suck it back, bitches.
did I think anybody, that's a bot, right?
It is a bot. It is a bot. But nobody else got that.
It was no, just I me got just it. Now? I see it.
We all got it. I got it.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I think it's in the room.
Yeah, because when you first come into the room, it said, hi, Waylon, or Wayfowl. My name's Dante. Right.
But why is it named Dante?
I don't know. It used to have some other name.
Yeah.
Why is it named Dante Adam Burns?
I don't know.
I don't think it really matters that much.
What are we going to talk about next?
I don't know.
I want to talk about Breaking Bad because I finished it. Well, and you don't have to fucking watch it.
Yeah, we have not even seen an episode.
My God, you have to watch it. It's so addicting. And it's so good.
Mm-hmm. You just started this not too long ago.
Yes. So, and you know, I'm not a big TV watcher.
You must have totally devoured the shit. Then.
We watched like 3 episodes a night.
Wow.
That's like, our normal TV.
That's like crazy for me because I don't know why, but like this past year or two, it's like I don't want to like sit down and watch TV. I gotta be up and doing something. Like I have to keep moving. I think maybe like old age is setting in. I'm like feeling like Big Fatty or something. Or Auntie Vera Charles.
Hmm.
But I don't like just sitting there and watching TV. But this, I sat there and watched TV.
Well, we barely sit there and watch TV because we both have our laptops on our lap.
Yeah, I'm either working on homework or we're checking Facebook.
I forgot to tell you, we got an Apple TV also.
You did.
What the fuck did you guys... I mean, shopping spree? Like, you got overtime?
So you got a new...
And I got a time capsule.
Well, wait. So you got
Jesus Christ.
So you got a time capsule.
Yeah.
A new MacBook Pro. A new iPad mini with the Retina screen. Anything else?
The time capsule.
Yeah. Shit.
Well, this is the thing.
No. I'm kidding.
The mini was already paid for because I sold my old one to my coworker, mm-hmm. and I only had to pay like $70-some to upgrade it. Mm-hmm. Or actually, this was a downgrade because it's 16 gigs and not 32 like the other one.
But it's an upgrade because it's a Retina.
Yeah, and it's much more clear and it's easier to read. So
this overtime must really be paying off.
It is excellent.
You just basically spent all of those hours you've worked. Good God.
Well, the thing is that Tony's computer, he had a PC and it was like dying to turn on. It took like 14 minutes just to turn on and get to like the main screen. And so I was like, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to get a new computer. I'll give you this old MacBook, which is the MacBook's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. But what was I going to say? Oh, and then I'm selling my iMac also, hopefully, possibly soon. I have two people that want to buy it. Oh, go ahead. And so that pays for half of this mm-hmm. computer. So
we're greatly enjoying our Apple TV right now, especially since the new hack that we just updated with. We can actually stream live TV, and it's amazing. We get like the major channels. Nice. It's oddly enough, it's Pittsburgh channels because you can watch the Pittsburgh news.
Oh,
But if
we get the commercials all about Hershey
theme park. Yeah. If we wanted to pay $10 a month, we could get some amazing
30.
Oh, is it
30? Yeah,
that's a little much. We can get some amazing channels like Lifetime, Bravo, some other
stuff. If you pay,
it's about 25-ish. It's called Us TV Now.
Yeah, it's like 20. It's not bad. It's like $25 a month. You get a bunch of channels. It was like 50 or more. And it comes with also free DVR.
Wait, so it records on your Apple TV DVR?
I don't know. I don't really know how that works, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
So we've been testing it out to see how the stream is because, you know, obviously we're not going to pay for something because we can watch this as much as we want. These like four channels. But the stream has actually been, it hasn't been, the picture's fine. It hasn't gone in and out like some of our TV shows do. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they have a hack for the Apple TV that I have.
You have the newest one?
Yeah.
They do not.
I wonder why, though.
Wait.
The newest Apple TV, I don't believe there's a hack for it.
Apple TV 3, I think, is what it's called.
Mm. Yeah, I believe that there's still not. It's a great thing, their hack.
Yeah.
When it works. Which is currently it is.
I need to take a look at it.
Thanks for our little Frenchie.
Yeah, Frenchie, thanks.
That's awesome.
He listens to the show, or they used to.
Well, I'm happy for him.
And he hates being called Frenchie, so that may be why.
Oh, and I'm sorry.
He's and he's also an American citizen now.
Yes, he is.
I'm sorry, American Frenchie.
So bad.
Why does he like to be called Frenchie? He's French, right?
I don't know.
He was.
He also hates poodles, and maybe it's a little too close, like being a French poodle.
What about kisses and fries?
I don't know.
And toast.
He is actually deathly afraid of standard poodles.
Really?
Deathly afraid of standard poodles and clowns.
These pictures.
And drag queens are a little too close to clowns for him.
The picture with you with the hat on, that is pretty close to a clown.
Rude. These pictures you guys are posting in the Ricky's chat room are hilarious.
Let's see here. Let's look at
it. It's like a Nokia
plugged into it. You know what? I really like those phones because you know what you could do that you really can't do on this iPhone?
Toss them.
That.
And not break them.
And they don't break, but you could also make your own ringtone by pressing the buttons. You remember that? You could go in and like press the buttons on a different way that you would like to hear your ringtone, and that's how it would come up.
Did you know that on the new update that you can have it have a personalized vibration?
I read that.
Yeah,
it's quite interesting.
Not only can you... I thought it was interesting that you could actually change the vibration for a call. Like, there's preset.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, you can record your own rhythm for the vibration.
It's like you can go...
You can touch the screen.
No, stop.
I love that the chat room, even though we're not talking about it, has been talking about diarrhea and poop this entire hour via pictures and memes.
Yes. And we have not. What are you trying to do to us?
We're trying to stay it away.
Your hot ex-boyfriend, you need to private message me, but you also need to leave an iTunes review.
Are you sure? If this is the first time that he's listening to us.
You know what?
It could be.
Yeah, you might want to wait.
Wait it out.
Baron Frosty messaged me on Facebook and was like, could you tell me which episode is the crying episode? And I'm like, I don't even know what number that is. I'd have to ask
I'm
someone.
Telling you, like we talked about, you do need to list like a blog post or something on the website.
Oh, he left a review already.
Oh, look at you. You do need to have like somewhere like the top 10 episodes or have people vote or something. Mm-hmm. Because you know the crying episode is number one, maybe tied with your diarrhea song.
I had to research.
That was a good one.
Number three is the email from Veritable Virgo about Star Trek. That actually may top the crying episode.
No, I don't know. I think the crying episode is just so classic.
I didn't even listen. Like when I found out what number it was, I started listening to it and I was like, oh, I can't hear this because all I'm going to hear is ugly cry because I remember like, and then I was like, how fucking stupid was I? Yeah, no, I was so stupid.
Because literally everyone we meet says, my first episode and my favorite was the crying episode.
Yeah.
Alex Channy, the wonderful straight photographer who did our Christmas card 2 years ago, his favorite episode, and I believe his first,
He said
the crying episode.
He said he could not drop the hot mess. He needed to figure out why. Oh,
look at Dan! I love you.
That's not snot.
Dan posted a picture of a baby crying, and he goes, "Ricky crying," but this baby is blowing bubbles with his snot,
and he's Asian.
I also love the cake. Sorry about your diarrhea. That's what the writing on the cake says.
Found it. Oh my god, I love it.
So, did you guys see Gravity yet?
Yes, we saw it in 3D.
Yeah,
we saw it right before you did, I believe.
Oh. No, I saw it, and then you guys saw it, right?
I think something
for some
like
reason
that.
I thought that you saw it after us. Anyway, yeah, it wasn't the first movie that I wanted to watch because it was a little.
It was intense.
It was a little intense. And though it was very enjoyable and should win lots of awards.
Yes, it was the first movie for me in a while that I felt so uncomfortable.
I almost cried. Well, this is going to be a spoiler, so I'm sorry if you haven't seen it, but it's been like 14 weeks.
I hear it too.
Is that okay?
Yeah, no, there's something.
Shocked me.
Okay, the noise was better than that.
It's better now.
Okay.
So the part that what happened? Oh, is that Brittany? Leave Brittany alone.
Yes.
No, the one before that. Oh! The dog. She was rubbing the dog's belly, pulled up his tail.
Oh my god!
Shat all over him.
That cannot be real. Do you think it's real?
Yes.
Oh, the way the dog jumped up. I think he was a little shocked too. I don't know.
I would be so pissed if that happened to me.
Oh, I guess I'm throwing this shirt away.
Oh my god. Dan,
I really want you to send that to me on my iPhone so I can text message it to somebody.
That was Luke that sent the...
Oh, did Luke send it?
Oh, that was Luke.
Oh, okay. Luke. Well, you have my number. Text message me that GIF or JIF or whatever they call it. So, Gravity. The part, like, there was a couple times that I thought I was going to start crying because I was so scared.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, gory scared. Just like, oh my god, I can't imagine
it
what it would
made
be like
me
be that person.
So anxious.
Yeah.
And uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable. I'm glad it was a short movie. Because
did you have nervous poop?
Yes. Yes.
He had to leave, yeah. But luckily we're in a theater where it was,
no,
like, right next to the family
I actually
bathroom.
Made it through that whole movie.
No, you didn't.
Oh. That's also because we ate chilies before.
Oh, well, that's
that doesn't.
No, it's that's what I enjoyed about it was the fact that it was able to invoke that type of an emotion from me
and like real fear because
yeah,
like
well, it's unknown. Like no one's ever gonna be in that situation unless you go up into space.
Well,
and it's very rare that one person is able to do that,
right?
And so, like, you have no idea. So you're basically almost trusting that this is what it would be feeling like. And I would think it'd be an accurate feeling of like, holy shit, my oxygen levels are going down. I am breathing heavily. And in my mind and in my body, I kept saying, just breathe. slow it down.
I was like, and I'm like, oh my God, she's about to go outside of where the sun shines. That's like, well, I was like, oh my God, she's going to leave, you know, because she kept like spinning and spinning. And yeah. Just...
I also enjoyed that even scientists were like, holy shit, they're actually using tools that I just used on the space station.
How did they do that? Like, I mean, research. I know it's like CGI and stuff, but they looked like they were like in like a gravity machine or something.
I guess you're just going to have to look up some special Marshall behind the scenes videos.
Oh,
I don't know.
They probably had them on those huge fans. You know, you go into the room and the fans hold you out.
Right. Because I'm sure acting on that was really easy.
Wow.
I do know that she was stuck in a box for a long time because her... She talked in articles about her son was on set and was asking lots of questions on why she was like,
why are you in a box?
Basically.
Yeah.
The part that like made me really anxious is when, all right, so this is a spoiler, I'm sorry. But when she finally gets down to Earth and everything's happening and then you think she's going to die. Because, yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. You think she's going to drown because you're like, holy shit, she went through all this in space. She finally gets to Earth and she could possibly live and she fucking drowns.
I was also happy that she wasn't able to stand right up because I know there would have been some issues with that. Yeah. But we also saw Thor. Did you see Thor?
That's the second one, right?
Yeah. No. We greatly enjoyed it. It was fluff. Total fluff.
It's all fluff.
But it's pretty fluff.
Did you do double feature?
No. Oh. We just went to go see the other one. I'm really sad that we're not going to be able to see the Hunger Games opening.
We are. Well, not the opening night, but we're seeing it Sunday.
Yeah. Nice. Sunday we have the Doctor Who party. Thursday night we can't on opening night. One, because I can't stay out that late because I need to save my boys. But we also have an adoption conference thing that we have to do an online seminar on.
We might be able to Sunday. Go. What about next? Like on Monday?
We probably can on Monday. And then
I won't have class or anything.
And then on Friday I have to change the stage at the bar up, as well as we may be going to see Reggie/Vivian's middle schoolers do Schoolhouse Rock. It's their musical this year.
Yeah.
We might go support our friend as a music teacher.
Yeah. Where does he teach? You don't have to name like where, but what part of the city?
And he is now on the west side. He used to be right across from the Wilson Target, but they closed the school.
Wilson Target.
The Broadway Wilson.
But the high.
The Wilson stuff.
Oh, there's that high school?
It's an elementary school.
Oh, he's. Oh, okay.
He's at a middle school now.
He used to teach there. They closed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was wondering why we never saw any kids around there anymore.
Yeah, no, that's one of the schools that got closed.
That's crazy.
And yes, where the dangerous people live. Pawnee, Lala. We are trying to adopt a
babies.
Bless you. Oh, my Lord Jesus.
And everyone, you get to hear one of my sneezes.
So we have 15 minutes left. And
we need to make a phone call and make important discussions.
We do have a phone call from someone in the room. Rest Cheesy, Wisconsin.
I think you need to go back to... Ratchet.
RC, are you asking the tally for the adoption registry? I don't know. People really aren't giving to it, which is fine because we didn't want to have a registry or expect it.
Yeah.
But it's still open.
All right, ready?
So go and put money into it.
Oh, hold up. That was turned up. My bad. And 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers. Send us a note by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. Then we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there.
Hello there. Now it takes me a bit to go.
Before that, Jeepers Creepers 3 is happening.
Oh, yes.
Oh, for real?
With survivors from the first two movies.
Oh, I hope it's good. I hope it's not
also
cheesy,
like, why we're crazy. Waiting. Did you also see that Beetlejuice 2 is happening?
No.
With Michael Keaton, Tim Burton, and Winona Ryder. And it's not a remake. It is 27 years later.
Oh. Is what's her face going to be in there? Wait, was she in there?
Winona Ryder?
No, it was a Tim Burton movie, right?
Yeah.
She was the one that was always
Miriam Card.
She wasn't in the first one.
Helen Bodicard.
Helen Bodicard.
She wasn't in the first one. Sure, oh. she could be in the next one.
Yeah. All right.
Hey there, foul monkeys. This is your favorite fan in Madison, Wisconsin, R.C. Martinez, calling because tonight you guys are having your live show, and I'm really excited. I actually haven't been able to sleep because of it. I heard there was going to be some breaking news, and I just, you know, I can't wait. Shit. I was wondering, you know, what the news might be. Is Ricky going to resign as mayor of Squaretown?
No.
Would that be the news? Or
no.
Will Waylon finally receive his pink slip?
Let's not talk about that. I don't want to lose my job.
I think this is really funny. Like, it's one of those, like, ending of the shows where it's, like, been a dramatic show, and it's like, will Diane ever find the love of her life? Will Chaz ever know what true love means? Or whatever shit like that. I think it's funny.
I don't know. Will there be a live weekly show? Like, every Wednesday?
No.
No.
Will Waylon and Brad earn enough money to buy their baby?
Here's hoping.
I don't know. I just can't wait. I've been trying to harass Ricky all week, trying to figure out what this news would be. I know it's not going to be that you're giving up podcasting because, well, that shit happened last year, and you know Ricky got us all to send him messages and validate his ass.
Validation.
Anyway, I'm glad you guys are having a live show since you've been slackers. You didn't have a live show last month. But of course, you know, you blame it on Baron Frosty, an easy target. So
he is easy.
Anyway, guys, I hope you're doing well, and you will be receiving some more cherry bounce from me this year. I just need to figure out whether I'm going to mail it to you guys or if I'm going to just deliver it like I did last year when I got hit by a taxi. Anyway, guys, bye.
So that's my favorite part of the phone call and the Google Translate, which we're not going to read all of it. But the best part of the Google Translate is actually, in my opinion, the last how they said his name when they said goodbye.
So anyway, guys, bye, Patricia Knight.
Yeah. Patricia Knight. That is now your name, RC.
That's your drag name.
That's your drag name, Patricia Knight.
My name is Patricia.
Patricia Knight. Yes.
By day.
So the awkwardness comes. What's the official announcement?
Yes. Go ahead. You guys can say it.
This is Waylon and Bradley's last live show on Foul Monkeys, and our last night of recording will be in 2 weeks at our next recording.
Yep. And now this might. I mean. We'll come back for visits and stuff, you know, if you invite
Ricky,
us.
Ricky says, no, you're leaving and that's it. Right. Get the fuck off my lawn.
Either in or you're out. No one leaves and comes back.
obviously.
Actually,
Dad.
Wait. Oh, they're womp womp. Aren't they both dead, though?
Oh.
So sad. Wait, but none of your co-hosts have come back.
No, because they haven't, I guess. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had one come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not like we won't be gone.
No.
Forever. But we're not going to be your full-time co-host anymore. It's sad.
Yeah. Lives are just getting busy. And it's just crazy.
So basically, I'm a loser that has nothing else to do but podcasts. And thanks.
Well, now we can spend more quality time with you.
No.
Mm-mm. But that doesn't mean you're done because you will be back.
Dan, can a non-podcaster be a host? Pride
48? Haven't really decided what I'm going to do yet. I thought that I had a decision, but that may have changed. And I'm not.
Oh, are Julian and Connor moving to Illinois?
No.
RC must be high now because he's being an asshole.
I will join you, Ricky. I'm moving to Chicago.
And Dan,
this is true.
Can a non-podcaster host Pride 48? Well, one, who fucking cares? Two, the first time Nessa was, I don't believe she was had a show anymore.
That is correct.
So,
Pride 48.
Snap.
Semantics.
Pride 48 facts.
Semantics. And Pride 48 is not only made of podcasters. It is very important that it is made of listeners as well.
But that doesn't mean you won't be on the show on Pride 48.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, you're hosting it. You can't. So you can be on the show if you want.
Yeah. Like, well, I could still be
he
on.
Could be on the show.
No. Oh. Oh. Well.
Bye. When someone leaves, I'm an asshole.
I'm sorry. This is my last show.
Are you guys gonna tweet really bad things about me?
Oh yeah, yes. We're gonna go change our iTunes reviews.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. What's that one girl's name? Because we need to become BFFs
yeah.
now.
Oh God. No, I'm not gonna go there. I don't know exactly what I'm going to do yet. The server time is actually, I thought it was April, but it actually ends in December.
Oh.
So I have to make a choice before then. And I thought I had a choice or like a plan, but I don't know yet.
But basically, here's the thing too. Like we were going to be taking a break for December and stuff right. through January anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's... I mean, you'll have time to think.
And the thing is I'm trying to debate, do I still want to do this or do I want to like do something like go volunteer at the animal shelter once a week
mm-hmm.
or, you know, do some kind of volunteering thing. And I mean, I've done this for 7 years and, you know, I just don't know yet. I mean, I have indifference, I guess I should say.
Well, that's also always a nice thing every year on why you generally take off after Thanksgiving until the new year anyway, because
mm-hmm.
it is nice to refocus on what the new year is going to bring, even for the show.
Yeah.
Because everyone...
Oh, okay. Well, sorry, your ex-boyfriend. You should know how it goes if you're my ex-boyfriend. If you're my hot ex-boyfriend, you should know how this goes because it's happened like 4 times.
The instant gratification team says there's one thing for sure, and let's be honest here. No one wants to volunteer. Well, I don't know. If you're talking about volunteering as a tribute, no.
No.
But I volunteer! Ricky loves volunteering because, one, he loves his dogs. But, two, yes. The bitch at least gets free beer twice a year because of doing some beer tent with...
God, that's the best volunteerism
with Lauren, ever. With Lala.
I think I'm going to start doing it for 3 days.
All 3 days of like all one of those festivals? All 3 days,
yeah. Because, I mean, you only volunteer 3 hours, but... You can stay at the festival all day and drink for free.
That's amazing.
Well, you can drink for free the entire rest of the day?
Yeah, just as long as you have your volunteer shirt on.
That is amazing. Wow.
And they have some good fucking beer and some good sangria.
Let's see, I can't stand the beer, but I do like the sangria they've been having these days at those places.
I went to... we went to dinner to celebrate Kevin's birthday at Cafe La...
Cafe Babariba.
Yeah.
Cafe Baba Baba.
They
blah,
had
blah,
some.
Blah.
They had a pear sangria, and they also had a white peach. We got the white peach, but the pear was kind of good.
That sounds interesting.
It was pretty good.
White peach sounds good too.
It's expensive to go there,
yes.
And it's kind of insulting because when they bring you a plate, there's like 2 pieces of rice on it, and it's like $10.
Now, isn't it tapas?
Yeah, it's tapas.
Okay, I thought it was tapas. Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Now, isn't that the place that Kevin used to work at, do sound engineering at a long time ago? I believe so. Or was that a different Brazilian or tapas restaurant? I don't know. Anyway.
I don't remember.
Random facts that are not interesting for our listener.
There's a lot of hashtagging going on.
So I just want to...
Patricia Knight is really pissed.
I just want to say something. My pet peeve about hashtags is that it takes me forever to read and understand them. I always capitalize the beginning of every word to make it easier to understand. Is that an improper way to hashtag?
No.
Like, are there rules like that?
I hashtag in text messages because I find it hilarious.
Like that one day we were doing it back and forth to each other.
My coworker's like, stop it. And I'm like at work and I'm doing hashtags like on work emails. And she's like, stop. This is a real conversation. And then I am hashtag real conversation.
Hashtag for real.
This is not a political move. I don't know if you guys have heard, but there is some political propaganda against me saying that I am not a good mayor of Squarestown. That I do not uphold to my duties.
So first of all,
that I don't care about the people.
Here's what's really funny. I've only listened to a couple episodes of their podcast, so every time this talk happens, I'm like, what the fuck are these people talking about?
If you listen to the last show, you'll hear commercials by Daniel Brewer, who wants to overtake my position. He is telling the people of Squarestown that I am straight, and I like to lick pussy.
I kind of want to hear Daniel Brewer say, Ricky.
He actually does it like this. Ricky licks pussy. That's how he does it. Like, the commercials are all that. So I will not step down as mayor. I am not the mayor of Toronto.
Hey, Luke, is your show in a half hour, or does it start right now?
No, it starts at 9:30. Okay. I'm not stepping down. I was given that position, and I'm pretty sure that if there was a vote, I would still get the position.
Wait, so you're a mayor, and you weren't
no,
elected?
No, I was, right.
So isn't that making more like chancellor?
No, or mayor.
The supreme.
Mayor. No, the supreme is Romo.
Oh, I forgot they actually have that. So that is a title.
Oh, supreme. Have you all been watching American Horror Story?
Yes, we're up to date. We are up to date.
Isn't it good?
Yes.
I love it.
RC says that if Ricky better not quit or somebody fucking dies.
Well, just as long as it's not me, I don't care. So yeah, that's the exciting news. Yay.
Not very exciting. Sorry, Ricky.
Actually, we've kind of known for a while. I mean, I've known. I mean, we've talked about it.
Yeah, well,
but
yeah.
I've kept it secret, which is hard.
Yeah, well, not that, you know, it's easier to not, I don't know. Like you said, when we talk disgust, you know, you have to be strategic about how doing this. It always causes waves or unneeded messages.
It's just going to be awful that I have to do this in my own house with two dogs. A boyfriend.
It's because you haven't done it at your own house since you lived with Lauren.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Actually, basically when you first met Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I took a big break there because I didn't have anywhere to have this set up, yep. I think.
And then
when I moved.
And then when you moved with Tony for the first time, we recorded here because mm-hmm. there was no place to do it.
And then you guys were like, so Ricky, are you going to take your stuff to your house? No, I have a recording studio.
It is nice on the huge ass table. So.
It is.
So, yeah. Maybe I should have auditions. Somebody suggested I have auditions.
RC said your dogs could. We should. I think you should.
One of them's deaf. She's going to sound funny when she talks.
You know, well, there's also, there's all kinds of formats you could do. You could have a different co-host every show.
Do you have her barking?
And just schedule it out.
I have somebody that... Oh, I deleted the pictures. They were so cute. I actually...
RC, you dated a deaf dog once?
I actually have someone that said they can do it once a month, but I'm like, I'm not recording once a month.
No. If you're going to...
But if I can find four people that do it once a month.
Well, yeah.
But I don't know four people, so...
Well, you know enough people. So yeah. I'm sure if you said... You have
maybe
enough...
I should go to the call and be like, who wants to be on a podcast?
Well, first of all, most people are calling and be like, who are you?
Or they would go, I don't have an iPod. I don't know how that works.
Pretty much.
Or what's a podcast?
Yeah, I think most people that go there live nearby.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, we're over time. Is there anything else we want to talk about, even though we do, you know, we can bleed over a little?
I think that's it. If you have...
we're going to end on a period joke.
No, you took...
Giselle listens better than Ricky. She's deaf.
True. Truth.
If you guys have feelings you would like to share about this event, please send it to Waylon and Brad's personal email. I don't want to have any part to do with it. Just kidding.
Look, he's already getting rid of us.
Yeah.
See, I guess now you'll never know whose decision it was.
Bum, bum, dum, bum, bum.
They would know whose decision it was.
Yes. It is your show.
But we have to have a real Twitter fight, though.
Oh, my God. Do we need to have...
No,
we
you know what?
Not on my personal.
Hold up.
James LeRoy can.
No, here's what we need to do. Next show, it's going to be an all-out brawl. It is just going to be...
I don't want to wear bras.
Brawl. It's going to be some bitchy,
catty... We should have a brawl with bras on.
A brawl.
Be like, how fucking dare you talk to me? Like, I'm so tired of you talking to me like this.
Bro.
I'll put together a
brawling bros and bras.
We'll have
show
to,
title.
We'll have to put together some telenovela music for the background.
Oh, we'll get Tony to read the stuff in Spanish. We'll say it in English, and then he'll turn around and
he'll
say
translate
it in Spanish
it for us,
and it will be a whole telenovela.
Telenovela. Oh well, thank you, IG team, for coming in early to listen to the show.
I'm glad we could prime you up.
Yes, priming the pump is important in some things. And is not important in others.
Like for their show.
Well, or when you go to the bathroom. also, thank you to It's All About Dan. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you guys for all showing up and caring about us, because anyone that didn't make it, well...
Oh, Timmy Sims.
Just remember, are lots of people who listen who can't be in the chat room as well. So thank you to the listeners in the car. Thank you to RC. Yes.
Thanks for thank you to Melissa Melinda Miranda for listening on her flip phone.
Oh, thank you, Jake. I know who that is.
You do know who Jake is.
I still want to know who your hot ex-boyfriend is.
Thank you to Pawnee, Lala, Timmy Sims.
Yes. And Lala actually is going to be here on Saturday.
X3, Jake, Mags.
So you guys are going to be Denver. Here for Thanksgiving.
We will not.
No. Can we use your kitchen to bake something?
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding. I'm just
you
kidding.
Live too far away to use two kitchens.
No, totally. We could cook the turkey in your oven.
Do you want to borrow my roaster to cook the turkey in? Because you can do that.
Thank you.
That you can do.
I need that because that's going to buy a regular
one. Depends how big of turkey it is, but you can borrow it.
I'm doing about a 40 pound.
I don't know.
It's like 60.
I don't know if it will.
But there's only going to be two people.
I don't know if it will fit.
It's like one of my regular BMs.
I'm not sure it will fit a 40-pound turkey.
No, what do you think for five people? Do you think like 15 pounds is okay?
It all depends on how much leftovers you are. But if you Google, you can get some very good estimates on how many pounds per person.
Did I tell you when I used to work for 411 for Verizon, people would call us on Thanksgiving Day and ask us how to cook their turkeys?
Did you tell them how to go to the Butterball hotline?
No, I usually charged them $1 and hung up.
Jesus Christ. Of course you did.
Wow. Half pound
per person. A pound per person. I need like a whole pound myself.
No, but that's also because you're Turkish. As in plumpish. And it's all about it's all about the leftovers too. So yeah. I always buy big because we'll eat turkey. We may buy a turkey after Thanksgiving just to put in the freezer to make so that we can have turkey soup, turkey pot pie, turkey a la king, turkey tetrazzini.
Since we're talking about turkeys before we leave, skin or no skin?
I am a no skin person.
Oh my God, I love it. If it's crispy.
Which they will not get crispy like that in a roaster, by the way.
No.
No, just so you know.
What if you take just the top off right before?
All you need to do is just take the skin off and then have it ready for a deep fryer. Just
You leave the skin on when you cook, but I don't like eating the skin.
That's what I was saying. You cook it and then you deep fry it.
Oh, that's true.
But if we roast it and then I take the top off the roaster... It'll cook the skin a little bit.
No,
right?
No. I'm talking about. Oh no, we misunderstood.
Oh,
the roaster I'm talking about is an electric roaster that you can cook it on your counter in a roaster instead of doing it in your oven, which is what my mom does. Like you put it like in a turkey bag and things like that.
That's perfect because we need to bake shit.
But it won't get crispy because then it's more like the lid's on. It's almost like a crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: you can always cook your turkey early or the day before, and then carve it up and then heat it back up. A lot of people do that because the turkey's still going to be good. You can just, heat it back up with some chicken broth or some turkey broth to help keep it moist.
Like au jus.
Yeah, to keep it moist, like when you reheat it. So I've done that before, too. I've cooked it where it's been done a couple hours before the party, and then I carved. That way the mess is gone, too. This guy may have my...
Do you have a carver knife, too?
We
like an electric one.
We have the old one, but Bradley's been using it for foam for his drag padding.
Oh, so perfect.
Yeah.
What is that BPA or whatever that shit's called? Plastic. Let's have that.
Right.
All right. Anything else?
I don't know. We can talk about turkeys and food for a while.
Yeah. Well, we'll be here in 2 weeks. We can talk about it.
That's true. Because we'll talk post-giving.
If we don't know what day that's going to be on, but maybe if it'll be eligible, we can do a live show that day for the last one.
We could. It's so far it is scheduled for Tuesday. Why did my calendar close? The 3rd of December.
Correct.
Yes.
So we'll tweet and Facebook if it changes or if we decide to do a live show that day, whatever the case may be.
We'll keep you updated.
We don't know if somebody does a show on that day or not.
Well, thanks. And for those people listening to this after the fact, sorry, it's over an hour. You'll get over it. So.
Yeah, you'll get over it.
Thank you for listening to
that's why you guys are leaving, because people complained about the show being too long, right?
And we're size queens, so.
Yes. Yes, we got tired of the negative feedback.
Yeah.
People validate
you. So much negative feedback.
They validate you, but then we get all the bad feedback on
Your shows are too fucking long. Fix your fucking microphone. Why do you keep burping and eating in the microphone?
Yes. Yeah. No. No, no.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm Waylon.
I'm James DeRoy.
I'm Ricky, who's going to be alone for the rest of my life on a podcast.
So. Jesus Christ.
You guys have a great night.
And it's all about Dan. I know you want to hear about the Pride 48 date change. Whenever
this is a big fatty. It's probably going to...
Whenever
probably
it's
about this
officially... they know, I'm sure announcement will go out.
Don't you have a weekly call?
No. The Pride State of the Station is not weekly.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't get weekly until closer to the event. It'll be monthly after the first year.
Okay.
So.
All right. So we're out of here, boys and girls.
Goodbye.
Bye.